you know what they call an Italian hooker? A prostitute.
That kind of humor doesn't really appeal to me, George.
Guess it's not that funny.
You're goddamn right it's not funny! None of this is funny! You tricked me into marrying you! You knew you were crazy and didn't tell me, and now I have to take care of you for the rest of my life! What did I do to fucking deserve this?
Unfortunately, I have to say something. I can't not say nothing. I mean, it would be fucking great if the Rangers organization as a whole would just fall off the map entirely. That would be fucking fantastic. I could go for that. But that's not going to happen. So unfortunately for me, I have to fucking stand here right now. And I should put a fucking blindfold over my eyeballs before I do this. Right? Light them up. We're going down. Ugh. These fucking cunts. You know why it's so bad? I'm gonna tell you why. Because they get extra bragging rights now. These fucking mongrels they get. Because Carolina beat the Devils in the first round of the playoffs last year. Now this year, the Rangers go in there and they beat Carolina. That's not good. But I hate it, dude. It doesn't matter. We knocked them out of the first round last year, right? Now they're back on top. This is no good. I don't like this. Because then these fucking homos are just going to run their mouth all year long. Ugh, I saw some fucking guy in a Rangers t-shirt today. I wanted to fucking spit on him. Isn't that terrible? That's not really what I thought. I was exaggerating for the sake of comedy. Really, what I wanted to do was walk up to that man and say, the fucking why? But you know what? I'm glad you're not representing our team, dude. You know? Don't be trying to fucking infringe on my infringement. Yeah? I'm the fucking dirt ball of this organization, pal. I'm the fucking, yeah, that's me. I got it. You don't need to be trying to fucking muscle in on my territory, son. The only thing I can respect about that guy is that the t-shirt he was wearing looked like it had to be 20 years old. But now, you don't even know anymore. Now it's in vogue, it's stylish to have some fucking bullshit look like it's aged 20 years, you know? Gone are the days when you used to have a t-shirt that long because you like some shit. Now everybody wants to be vintage to look cool, dude. You gotta fucking earn your stripes, man. You know? Fucking cuts. I fucking hate the Rangers, dude. I fucking hate them, man. You know why? It's the fucking smugness of their attitude, bro. I don't like it. Like, bro, who the fuck told you you were the shit? Who lied to you and told you that? Because fucking Wayne Gretzky was on your team? Suck my fucking dick, bro. I don't care. The guy was great. You can't argue that. You can't. But your fucking organization blows. And I fucking stand behind that statement 100%. I don't care who knows it. Ugh, the Jets fucking break my heart, son. If they move those cocksuckers to New York, I don't know what I'm going to do. Right? Because I'm fucking in because they're here. But if they go, I don't want to fucking... But you can't... What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know? What's the option? What am I supposed to not be? I'm fucking invested already. Right? Like, I've been through the fucking building process here. And now you're just going to move them and fuck me, right? You think that's how St. Louis feels? Do you think that's how California feels? No. Because they moved the fucking Oakland to Los Angeles. They're still in the same fucking state. It's not the same, you know? I mean, maybe it'll make traffic better. Take the fucking Jets, bro. Take them. All this is because now all of a sudden everybody wants to get their panties in a bunch because Aaron Rodgers is here, that we share a stadium with the Giants. Now all of a sudden everybody cares. One fucking celebrity and these hoes are lifting their skirts already. You see this shit? Wild, bro. Just flashed his dead eyes at you and that was it, huh? The panties came off. Oh, Jesus Christ. What is happening? I'm not even excited to see Aaron Rodgers play, if you want me to be honest with you. I'm more excited to see if what the defense is going to do this year. Is it going to hold up to what it was last year? Is it going to be better than last year? Because that would be fucking nice. Because they had it and then they lost it. But you can't blame them. It's not their fault. They're not supposed to be out there all that time, dude. There's a reason why. If you don't know shit about football, I'll explain this to you. With anything, time of possession is everything, dude, right? Possession is 9/10 of the law. I heard that somewhere. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm not good at fractions. I count grams, you know? It's not the same thing. Or maybe it is. I think it is. It is a fraction. It's just, it's done different in a way that I understand it. You know, I get how the scale goes from, you know, 0 to a fucking 3-5. I get that. It makes sense. To go from a quarter to a half, that makes sense to me. 9/10 don't make no sense, bro. I don't know what the fuck that means. I should look that up. I should look that up. You know what? I'm going to do that right now. Because why should we wonder when we have the answer right here? You know what I watched last night? I didn't put it on. She put it on. But I was fucking grateful for it. Which is why I bring it up right now. Because now I can't fucking bring up the Google without thinking I'm gonna see a big black dick now because of this fucking movie, dude. It's been a long time since I've seen Ted, too. And I watched it last night, and I have to tell you, it holds up for me because I'm immature and I fucking love it, dude. I'm sorry, I fucking hate the Patriots. Don't get me started. But the idea of a guy that lives in Boston, you know, I gotta steal Tom Brady's jizz. Like, that's fucking hilarious, dude. All that shit. Let's all go to court. Come on, bro. I was singing that last night. Just trying to go to sleep. I'm fucking singing with the TV like an asshole. You don't know me and Johnny are watching you. While we're high. Dude, come on, bro. That's the shit. I want to fucking... Hold on, where's the remote at? I just had it. But like the fucking defense, I had it and then I lost it. This is not cool, bro. Don't do drugs. I just fucking had this shit in my hand. There it is. I found it. I don't even know how you look that up. I got it. What is this? Is this new? I don't know. I never heard of that. Hangman by Al Pacino. You know that? I never heard of that. I don't know what it is. Where am I going? YouTube. Oh, the loudest noise on the fucking planet. Hold on. Let me mute the TV. Can we stop with the introductions? Yeah? Is that possible? Fucking Netflix, man. It's all your fault. Well, I hope that wasn't important, FedEx. I heard that shit all the way in here, dude. What the fuck, man? That guy seriously just spiraled the package from his truck to the door, son. I heard it. Ugh. Dickhead. Whatever, dude. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say. Mr. Walkway. Mr. Walk on me on the walkway. Hold on. I don't know what's gonna. Why? Dude, you're so fucking annoying, bro. Why would you do that? I pressed the fucking letter, dude. You know? You're supposed to put it. I fucking hate technology, dude. I hate it. I don't know what's gonna come up right now when I type this in. Alright, cool. I found it. I thought it was gonna be in for some nonsense, yeah? Twice the vibes. You'll get away from me.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Right, here it comes.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's all go to court. Let's go make some law now. Yeah. Some law. I say we go to court.
Yes, let's go to court.
We're a bunch of assholes who take up a whole hallway with our conversation. Hey, you lawyer guys, you don't know me and Johnny are watching you while we're high.
That's the shit, dude. Come on, man. Get out of here. Stop that. That's the fucking best. What was the point? I don't even remember now. Alright, we did it. We did it. Y'all gotta do it again. Come on. You can do it. I believe in you. There it is. Oh, this is gonna be loud as fuck. But nobody's here. But I'm still not gonna blast it.
Hear me! Casa got you out here moving reckless. Trying to buy my love with VDS's.
Fucking my home every piece of time. That's all. Dirty ass women that you entertain. Can't be playing games at this big old age. Huh? Nope. Never. Ugh. It's gross, bro. I don't want to talk about that right now. Because I could fucking go on for days, dude. Days I could go. Fuck around, be your worst enemy. So put respect on it when you mention me. How? How? Oh, shit. There's a little bit of weed in here. All right. The man says all right. I can't believe it, dude. I'm shocked right now. I thought she would have left me with nothing. Woo! I just saved your life, son. I just saved your life. You're welcome. Still tripping up last night. Why? Ew. Sure did. You ain't got the bank account to play with me. Ugh. You can make a song when you see you moving forward. You pay to kind of figure all around. Ugh. Can't believe you try to treat me like I never matter. She's so bad, dude. I love it. I love it when R&B girls talk shit, dude. That's my favorite. That's my favorite shit in the world. You know why? Because that's evidence. That's evidence. Them my receipts right there. Yeah? Because, you know, everybody says guys are just filthy, disgusting animals. I mean, I'll play you something, buddy. These women are just as gross as we are. They just dress it up a lot nicer, yeah? Plus, it sounds better coming from a woman than it does a guy, right? Why is that? Why does it sound creepy when a dude does it, but it's sexy when a woman does it? What's up with that? Even if you're gay, dude. Right? Even if you like dudes, man. Do you look at dudes and be like, man, that guy is fucking on some creepy shit still. Right? There has to be that. Ugh. God bless you. I could never. Guys are gross. What the fuck was the whole purpose of what I started talking about to begin with? I don't remember. The fuck the Rangers. Yeah, that sounds right. So they're in, dude. So you know what? I am now the biggest fucking Canucks fan you ever met in your life, dude. That's me. That's all right. Because, you know, the Canucks have Quinn Hughes, who, oddly, is related to Jack Hughes and Luke Hughes, who all three of these fucking guys play hockey. Could you imagine? Can you imagine? It's like the Mannings, dude, or the Williams brothers, man. You know, like that shit doesn't happen often, dude. We got them cats on the Jets. They're like brothers or cousins or something. I don't remember. And the only reason why I know that Jack, Luke, and Quinn are related is because these fucking commentators don't shut the fuck up about how crazy it is that these three kids that come from the same family, all three of them, made it to a professional level. And two of them play for the Devils. How you like that shit? I'm honestly shocked they didn't just go get the whole fucking family. My God. But that's like, that's what nepotism is, ain't it? That, I was looking up something. What was I looking up, dude? Come on, help me out, man. I went to Google big black dicks. That's what the job, not that I was Googling that, fuck. I went to look up, there, possession, yes, that's what it was. I went to look up 9/10 of the law, and then, because of Ted 2, is, you know, every time you open up Google, there's a big black dick there. That's the joke. Yeah. It's immature, but it's whatever, dude. It's funny. Yo, look at, there's so much porn. Look at this shit. You got clockwise rib job, counterclockwise rib job. Sometimes you like seeing the tongue go the other way. Oh my God. Chicks with dicks, that's my favorite part. That's my favorite fucking part, dude. And I know that, you know, people in the clique are not going to be happy with this, but, you know. Funny is funny, man. I'm sorry. Look, if I'm sorry, dude, but if you cannot tell me there are no girls with dicks, Johnny, only guys with tits. If you can't see the fucking humor in that statement, I can't help you. Let me explain to you why that joke is funny. Because I know you fucking sign holders are just looking for a reason to petition in the streets, dude, you know? But it has nothing to do. That joke is funny because guys will go to any length to get laid. That's the joke. It has nothing. You as an organization, transgender people as a whole, have helped us. They've ushered us to the point of the punchline. That's all. Don't be mad. That's called inclusion, my friends. That's what that is. You're welcome. You're welcome. You wanted to be down. Well, now you're down, bro. Stop it. It is, though. That's what inclusion is, dude. It's not that pretty cute shit you see in the movies. Oh, now we're all gonna do our hair. That's not what happens. That's not what happens. I mean, sometimes, sure. But, you know, I'm sorry, we're not gonna do our hair together, but I am gonna fucking, you know, make some kind of a horrible, disrespectful joke that you're not gonna appreciate, but that's because I love you. Don't you get it, man? If I didn't like you, right, I wouldn't make fun of you. I'm making fun of you because, like, that's where I come from, dude. That's how things are done. You don't earn your fucking stripes around here until you got a fucking nickname. And you have to hate it. Has to be something. Here's the deal, dude. It's got to be something about you that you take your worst trait you can think about yourself. And then that is going to be your fucking nickname, because you are to forever remember that this is you. You know? But whatever. That's the... I didn't make up the rules. I just play by it. That's all. If you don't think that's funny, cool, bro. Give me an example of what is. Bro, why are you pushing this phone on me so hard right now? What is going on? I don't know, dude. I need a new phone, though. And they know that shit. I don't like how anything that I say all of a sudden comes up in my algorithm, dude. Alright, I thought I was losing it. The trunk is open, bro. Ugh. Anyway, I don't like how anything I talk about ends up in my fucking algorithm, dude. I was rapping to the devil yesterday, and I had plans to replace my device. But now I'm going to have to do it sooner than I wanted to do it. Because my phone is so fucking old. How old is it? It's so old that I can't use my important apps anymore. You know, the ones that matter. Not the bullshit ones like Facebook and Instagram. You know, the ones that I need the whole fucking purpose to having this goddamn thing. Aside from being able to call people. Yo, it is very convenient that I could pull an app up on my phone and get into my shit when I need to. But what's not convenient is that you update these fucking apps every 5 days, and now I gotta stay up to date whatever the latest operating system is. Whack, dude. Whack. I don't like it. But whatever. I have to do it. I gotta eat the fucking money, dude, and I gotta do it. But I got news for you. I'm not spending a rent check on a fucking phone, dog. I'm not doing it. You're not getting fucking 6,000, 1,000, I mean 600, 1,000 out of me, bro. It's not happening. The fuck out of here. For some shit that I'm going to drop 1,000 times and 100% break. Never mind with 3 kids on top of that. I'm fucking enough of a mess by myself. Hello? This fucking subcase, the best thing I ever bought in my fucking life. And now it won't get off my Facebook because I plugged it too much. But for real though, I've dropped this fucking phone. I should have broke this thing 800 times. But this case has saved this fucking phone, bro. And it was not that expensive. So, you know, it's worth the fucking free promotion, dude. Because the fucking product works for once. The way it's supposed to. Not some bullshit they sell you on the TV. Oh, they put your phone in this case, and if you drop it, you're good. No, bro, you know what's gonna happen? Your case is gonna shatter, and your screen is too. Welcome to the spider webs, Gwen Stefani. Right, that's what she says, that's her shit. I heard No Doubt was making a comeback someplace. That's good for them. I'm not in, but that's good for them. I don't know, dude. Some music just fucking didn't hit me, you know? You know what music I fucking hate? Like, I hate? Like, okay, I can't say I hate it. I can't say I hate it. Because if you put a gun to my head and you said, I'm playing you country or ska right now, and you're going to listen, what are you, like, I would rather, I mean, if you're going to kill me, don't torture me first. I guess put the ska on, you know? Like, if you want me to pull the trigger myself, play the country. But if you don't mind going down for murder, go ahead and play the ska music. I don't like it, but I will take it over country music. As much as I'm now thinking about it, that fucking sucks, bro. That's not really that great. I don't like it, dude. I don't like it, dude. Ugh. But you know what? I'll take ska music over that fucking other asshole all day. What's his fucking name? Oh my god. Theory of a Dead Man on a Bug Cherry. What's his fucking name? I can't stand that motherfucker, dude. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I never listened to a note of Garth Brooks' music or his fucking evil twin alter ego, whatever it is. I'd rather listen to that than that fucking Buck Cherry asshole, dude. You're crazy, bitch. Fuck, bro. Get this guy out of my face right now, dude. Right now, dude. I fucking hate that guy. I hate his voice. I hate the stupid fucking lyrics. Bro. Fucking shut up, dude. You know? But he sells millions, probably. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm not fucking... I would stream your music. I wouldn't stream your music if they didn't pay you, motherfucker. Do you understand? That's how much I don't like that guy, dude. If they didn't pay him, I still wouldn't fucking stream it, bro. To give you back nothing but false hope. I couldn't give you that. You fucking suck, bro. I hate that fucking guy. I'd rather listen to Smash Mouth. Ugh. Please, somebody get me a fucking drink. Too soon. Hey, don't act like if that guy wasn't dead right now, he'd be like, pour me another one. You know? But that's not nice. Don't do that. Poor guy. Look at this. The fucking poor guy from Smash Mouth gets brung into this. He had nothing. He didn't do nothing to nobody. Except try to walk on the sun. That's all that guy tried to do. Ew. I fucking hate Shrek. Just for bringing them guys back and making them bigger. Fuck you, Mike Myers. God damn it. You son of a bitch. Yeah, what the fuck is this 9/10 of the law bullshit? Hold on. What does this mean? So I'm quoting it wrong, is it? What does intent is 9/10 of the law mean? That's why I say it wrong. The phrase means that when someone physically possesses something, there is a stronger legal claim that it belongs to them than anyone else. In other words, custody presumes ownership. The phrase is used in reference to being caught committing a crime. Oh, well, I didn't know that. I thought that meant, like, you know, you're trying to take my shit, but I have it, so fuck you, because it's mine, right? But then they're saying, like, well, if I steal it from you, then it's mine now, because I have it, so fuck you, right? That's the deal. I don't know. Who cares? Who cares, bro? Not me. I don't care. Not about that, anyway. I care too much about other shit I shouldn't give a fuck about. Like the fucking fact that the Rangers are fucking still alive. Why would you do this to me? You know what? The only thing better than them getting knocked out of the playoffs is to fucking lose in the end. Oh, fuck, bro. That would be great. That would be fucking awesome. I hope they get blown out, dude. Fucking goose eggs across the board. Fuck every one of you cunts, dude. Especially that Matt guy. I don't like that dude, bro. Fucking cheap shot taking pussy. Fuck that guy, bro. Oh, I'ma elbow you in your face. You're a fucking bitch. Please, that shit wouldn't fucking... bro. It's a certain way you do things and a certain way you don't fucking do things, bro. That's not... Yeah. No way, dude. That shit wouldn't have... All I'm saying is if there wasn't cameras and lights and action, that fucking guy would have been handled, bro. That shit would not have flown nowhere in the fucking world, bro. That's a dirty play and you're a fucking scumbag for that. You know it's bad, dude. When after you do some shit the next game, before the puck even drops, everybody's dropping their gloves like I'm fucking you up for that shit you did. I'm still gonna talk about it. fuck that dude, bro. You're a scumbag, dude. And so is everybody riding with you because they're riding for that. That's why it's fuck the rest of the team, because you want to ride for that, dude? For dirt? You want to ride? Fuck you, bro. Fuck y'all, man. Fuck you and the bridge that connects us both. How about that? How about that? Fuck you from every bridge and tunnel in the tri-state area, son. But you just want to be like us. Yeah, sure. Sure we do. Sure we do. We want to be just like you. That's why we don't talk like y'all, right? That's why we don't sound like you fucking momos when we talk, right? Because we want to be just like yous. Please. Please. Enough already. We're similar. That don't make us the same. Whatever. You know, that's the attitude to live out here. You know? But to be fair, they started it, man. You know? But as long as I can remember, they've always been like, fuck us, so why not fuck you back, dude? You know? But I'm used to that, man. You know? Even fucking high school is in the area beeping with each other and shit. I guess that's just what goes on, right? Because then you got the fucking next trying to fucking... Because it's to them, it's still the fucking Civil War out here. You know? They, like, fucking forgot that they lost because some people are still not happy about it. And they jerk off to ideas of slavery in the fucking woods, bro. You know, longing for a blowjob from their sister. These fucking scumbags, bro. Ugh. Fucking cunts, bro. All he is. You know what? That's what that fucking dirtball from the Klan gets, bro. You deserve a transgender son. Not because I got heat with that, but because you do. Right? Chris Rock said it, bro. Whatever you hate will wind up in your family. I'm telling you, bro. That's just the... It's a joke, but it's not, though. It's the fucking 100% truth, dude. Like, for real, dude. Like, honestly, bro. It's true. Because I've even had to eat shit myself. You know, if you would have asked me, I would have told you, there's no fucking way in hell that I would have fucked with somebody that was ahead at one point in time. For anything, bro. Doesn't matter what it is. Right? I got my policies and regulations. But, exceptions to every rule, I guess. I had to learn that you gotta, you know, most of the time when you give people a chance, you're gonna pay. They're gonna fuck you in the end. But there is that small percentage, you know, that 1% chance that maybe they won't. And that something good can come out of it, you know? And that seems like what is happening. But that's also because it's easy to fucking abuse drugs when you have nothing to look forward to. Like, I feel bad saying it, but it's true. Like, I know what happened. I fucking was present for enough of it. When you're left by yourself to do everything, and everything is your problem or your job eventually, it's just like, you know what? Why fucking not, dude? Why not? I need to relax. I need to have a good time. Let's fucking do something crazy. Because that's what winds up happening, I think. That's my thesis. Is eventually you go, I'm so tired of this fucking, this stress and this responsibility, right? And it's not cool to ever say that. Because you gotta pretend like it's 100% okay to be stressed out and all that 100% of the time. You're not supposed to be. But there are people in the world who think, like, if that's your life, then that's what it's supposed to be. And if you take anything other than that, you're a fucking weak-hearted asshole, right? Pull yourself up from your bootstraps type of motherfuckers, you know? Probably they think that, but I can understand how somebody could go, like, I've been doing this shit for so long, I just want to do something for myself. And that might not necessarily be the greatest fucking choice in the world, but it's still a choice. Right? This is a choice I get to make on my own, by myself, for myself, and it don't affect nobody but me. That's what we all tell ourselves, right? That's what I say. Well, I'm sitting here smoking this cigarette. This is my choice, right? But when I get cancer and die from it, that gonna affect other people's lives, so that's not cool, but, you know. I can't really talk shit, dude. I can't. I like to, but I can't. Because, you know, before I was not there, I had to go through it personally before I could understand. But that still don't give you a fucking right to behave like a fucking jerk off. To rob and lie and steal. No. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying to you. I'm saying I can understand how you get there, but the rest of that shit is your choice, dude. Don't sit here and tell me how fucking strong addiction is. Like, I don't know. Like, I never had coke in my nose, dude. Don't talk to me like you were fucking messed up, dosed up like I was, bro. Don't talk to me like I don't know fucking about what addiction is. Because I do. You see me out here robbing motherfuckers or sucking dick to get money for drugs? Fuck no. But that's a choice. Some people choose. I would rather the short term of having to suck this dick to the long term of being high for the moment. I just can't justify it. I can't. I'd rather blow my brains out. Because you can't come back from that. Because even if you don't tell nobody, you still know. You went that low, like, that's complete disregard for everything and anything, dude, to just fucking be like, whatever I gotta do for this money to get this high, I'm gonna do it. Fuck that. But I'm stubborn, though. That's a lot of people are not, I feel like. Yo, because I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do that. It could have gone the other way. But not, I'm too fucking stubborn for all that. Come on, bro. No fucking way, dude. No way, dude. The first dick I ever sucked for drugs would be the last dick I ever sucked for drugs. Because I'd fucking kill myself afterwards. That's not my life. Ugh. Give that much power to somebody? Because that's what it really is about. It's not about the action of doing it. It's about the fact that you're giving your fucking, you give up everything, you know? Your fucking self-worth, your everything, your respect, all of it. Fuck that. But there's levels to this shit. I get it. But also, I was fortunate to see it. I don't know. Maybe it goes either way. I kind of feel like maybe if you're exposed, I guess it depends on how you're exposed and how early, right? I don't know. For me, seeing people fucked up on drugs kind of helped me stay away from it. Because, like, I don't want to be like that, you know? But then look at me anyway. So what difference does it make? Right? I decide not to do drugs and I look like I do them anyway. And weed and mushrooms don't count. I'm not saying mushrooms are not some type of a drug, but it's a different drug. You know? Like, I don't know, dude. I can only speak from personal experience. But anytime I ever ate mushrooms, the only thing I ever did was reevaluate my choices in life. You know, and that's basically it. I'm not like, oh, I gotta get more mushrooms, let's go rob a bank. You know, that's counterproductive to what the mushrooms do. But I'm sure that person exists somewhere. Ugh. I'm waiting for my fucking weed. Speaking of drugs. Again, it's not the same. It's not for everybody, but it works for me. Right? It's probably the best of them all. At least out of everything I've done. I mean, I think there is a point to MDMA. Like, seriously, no bullshit. All jokes aside, I can, from, you know, whatever the fuck I ate, I don't know what it was, but if it was even a little bit of what it was supposed to be, like, I could understand how therapeutically that could be a tool that you could use. You know, at first I thought it was bullshit. Like, how the fuck could you possibly use a sex drug for therapy? But then I ate one, right? Or whatever the fuck it was. I did it twice. The first one, no, I'm lying to you. Three times. But only once. The first one, the first time I did it, I think was the official shit. And the other two times that it was given to me was some other shit. Not the same. Not the same at all. And I can tell you that because I fucking ate them, dude. And I didn't feel the same. Felt way different. Please, get the fuck out of here. Enough with that guy. I'm tired of hearing it. But I can see how there's therapeutic benefit to it. I would like to do it again. But I won't. Because shit's too crazy. You know, that's one of them ones that has always been sketchy, though. Ecstasy has always been sketchy, man. As long as I fucking have been aware of drugs, I've known people who have died from taking X. So I'm not in a rush to fucking take my chances. If I was alone, totally I would do it. Because then, you know, what it's whatever. But, you know, I got her and the boys, man. I can't fucking, you know... And when I say that, I mean all of them. You know, I can't do that. Because they'll be really mad if they find out, like, how he died. But you fuck, what? Seriously? Like, I would be mad as fuck if I was them. So, it's not worth it. But if they ever did, like, you know, put it through official channels where you could get real shit, like, officially through a doctor... Where you know, or at least you can give yourself the illusion that you're not getting some bullshit. But, given what I've been watching lately, I suppose I'm lucky I'm not dead already. Because some of these pharmacies are getting their medications from questionable fucking sources. I didn't know that. I thought it was all from fucking, like, eight companies. But no, dude. It also depends on where you live, I think, how crooked everything is. But luckily, I'm out of that game now. Now I'm just getting fucked for the weed. But that's been the story. What I'm saying, dude. I'm way the fuck off of the point. Which was what? I don't even remember. All drugs, here's the point I'll leave it on. Every drug in existence has a use. Every fucking one of them, right? Think about it. Novocaine is like cocaine, right? Meth, for some people, like these hyperactive individuals, like people that really are fucked up, you give them Adderall, it chills them out like the way a person with anxiety would get chilled out by a fucking Klonopin or a Xanax or a Valium or something, dude. Like, there's benefits to that shit. But... what are you gonna do? They used to sell fucking heroin, like, on the shelves. But we can't have a conversation about drugs and safe usage and experimentation and recreational use and what's the other? Moderation, all that shit, you know? What sucks is it makes it sound like I'm way more for drugs than I am. I just feel like, you know, it's out there, right? The least we could do is if we educate these fucking people and we have them... Look, you don't want anybody to fucking do heroin, But the reality of the situation is the people are going to do it. Whether you want them to do it or not. Whether it's legal or not, they're going to do it. So the least you should do, at least have, you know, like a fucking programs and shit, dude. You know? And I know the argument is, well, then you're enabling it. If it's going to happen either way, then how am I enabling it? If anything, I'm just trying to make it safer than what it's going to be. But then the argument comes down to, well, who's going to pay for that? Not coming out of my pocket. Like, dude, if we treated this shit the way we're supposed to, like, this entire community exists and we all live within it. Well, you don't want to support people being drug addicts and shit like that. If you set up clinics to try to get people off of it, you're already halfway there. But then again, these same people, some of these same people, if they had it their way, you wouldn't even be able to buy condoms in the fucking store. So, you know, fuck that. I don't know, dude. I don't have the fucking answers, dude. I wish I did. But I don't. We gotta do something. I don't know what. But something's gotta get done, bro. The only reason why I say I would do the ecstasy again is because I think there is some shit to that. But I don't mean, like, I don't even know, dude. Like, I don't get it. When I did it, I wasn't fucking like, oh, I gotta fuck everything. I was just really chilled out and calm. That's it. It made me feel like the way I would imagine normal people feel, like, regularly, but, like, plus a weed high. That's, like, what it felt like. Because I don't know what it's like to not have consistent thoughts that you don't want to have or think about to be, you know, constantly in your head, right? There was none of that shit. But that's also not great either because it's synthetic, right? I can see how you get wrapped up in it. Like, I would like to be like this all the time, but it's not fucking normal, bro. You're supposed to use this shit as a bridge to get you to be like, I can deal with whatever your fucking issue is. Ugh. They fucked up by feeding me heavy drugs, dude. I was always against the idea of doing it, and luckily, up until recently, I've always been around people that even when they do heavy shit, they're like, bro, this is not for you, right? Like, I still remember this shit, yo, my boy Joe. I don't know whatever happened to that guy, but, yo, wherever he is, I hope he's all right. He said, yo, if I ever give you, you ever see me with gum or stickers, don't take it and don't eat it. Okay. Why would I eat a sticker? He's like, but just don't ask questions, bro. Just pay attention, right? Like, all right, yeah. You know, still. But that's acid. That's a different thing. I'm not doing that. That I'm not prepared for. I'll do acid when I'm fucking old. That's what I'll do it. When I'm fucking old and life don't matter no more, you know? When the kids are grown, and if I fucking have a mental meltdown from it, then you could lock me in a loony bin or whatever. Yeah, never mind. Fuck that. I don't want to do it. I don't need all that shit in my life, bro. The mushrooms are enough for me, man. Because I don't even... Some of these crazy fucks go deep. I haven't gone deep yet. Because, you know... I don't know, bro. I'm not like you. You know? I have mental fucking problems, dude. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna see. So I don't know. I don't think that would be a good idea for me. I think if you're gonna do some shit like that, you gotta be centered in your life completely. Like everything, all the decisions you ever made in your life, you're content with in some type of way. Right? Like, even if they were bad, you've accepted it and you moved on. That's not some shit that you should do while you're, you know. I'm too fucking unhinged for all that. I don't trust it. I don't trust my own brain. That's really what it comes down to. I have no idea what the fuck I'm gonna see, but it's gonna be crazy. And I don't know, I don't know if I can handle all that. I feel like, I don't know, dude. I feel like the mushrooms, like, pull the curtain a little bit, and acid just pulls it down. You know what I mean? Like, shrooms open it, and the acid says, fuck the curtain entirely, son. Here's the whole show. I'm not ready for that. You know? What if I eat it, and then, you know, I piece together the fucking universe, bro? I'm not prepared for all that. I don't know, dude. I'm not ready. I don't want to do it. My mind's a fucking dark place, bro. I'm not there. That's why I say I'll do it when I'm old. If I'm fortunate enough to be an old fuck, maybe by then I'll be, you know, the dust will have settled. And I'll be like, yeah, fuck it. Let's eat a tab and see what happens. But I don't know, dude. It just sucks that you can't. Maybe that's the point. It's like you can't do anything anymore. I caught, like, the tail end of it, bro, and that shit was super dangerous. Because I could tell you from eating those that ecstasy the other two times I ate it, I don't know what the fuck that shit was, but it shouldn't be. Because, just fucking, like I drank, like, fucking 8 pots of coffee, dude, just fucking jittery and like a I don't even know, dude, like a creature, man, you know? Ugh, I don't know, bro. Wasn't like, I mean, I gotta do something with this energy, I guess I could fucking, you know, ugh, still, I don't like it, dude. I think those are what's known in... A couple of people that I talked to said that's what's known in the business as a meth bomb. And people say it's ecstasy, but it's mostly not. Right? And because sometimes it get... People confuse the two things because, you know, just because the meth will get your fucking dig hard, bro, that doesn't mean... It's very different, man. Ugh, it's very different. I don't recommend it. I really don't. I mean... It helped me more than it hurt me, but I don't recommend it. I say that because when somebody doses you with meth, that's the finish line, my man. You can't do a harder drug than that. Other than sticking a needle in your body, in my opinion, that's harder. But what the fuck do I know about anything? But still, they brought me to the finish line, and I was like, whoa. So this is all it is, huh? Like, I thought it was going to be some big built-up thing, but it's not. It's not even that great, to be honest with you. It really isn't. But it helped because getting there and being like, I'm on the hardest drugs in the world and I still feel like shit. That fucking helped me a lot because it made me realize you can do whatever you want. You can drink as much as you want. You can smoke all the weed your fucking lungs can handle, dude. You can pop pills. You can fucking snort meth. You can do whatever you want, bro. You can eat ecstasy, but it's not gonna make you feel better. Because you have to address the shit that is making you feel bad. And until you do that, you're gonna feel like this. I would not have known that So I should be grateful in a way that I got dosed up, I suppose. Because if I didn't, then I wouldn't have realized that I needed to fucking change my life. Yeah? Like, it was a bad place, dude. And I knew it was getting bad, but I didn't think, like, you know. I'm usually, like, I've ducked it a lot, bro. I learned when I was young, you don't fucking smoke with anybody, even people you think are your fucking friends, because they're going to dose you. You know? You get hit with the angel dust one time, you learn your fucking lesson. You don't pass your blunts around. You buy your own weed and you smoke it by yourself. Oh, that's how you do it. Then there's no drama. Yeah? Then there's no leprechauns running around in the woods, dude, and nobody's got issues, man. Serious. Serious, bro. Ugh. Dude, it's dark. It's all dark. Don't do drugs, man. Do me a favor and don't. I hope this episode didn't make you want to get high, bro. Hopefully not. Because I'm not trying to promote this shit. You know. I'd be a liar if I said it didn't have its moments. But they are fleeting and few and far between. You know. I mean, under supervision and around the right people, maybe mushrooms are a good idea. Microdose that shit. You know. But I'm saying, you don't need to fucking get involved in all that other shit. There's nothing to it. It's a fucking bottomless pit, dude. But that's also what depression is. So I guess I have a fucking defense mechanism, right? Because depression is like a fucking hole that you can't climb out of. And that's what drugs are. But I'm already in one hole. I don't want to climb in that one. You know, I've been in this one long enough. Maybe that helped also. I don't know, dude. Maybe it was a fucking mixture of things. Maybe it was just a happy accident, Bob Ross. You know? Everything just came together just right. And I'm like, yeah, good. This is what I needed. You gotta get the fuck out of there, bro. If you're around that shit right now, and you're not heavy in the game, find a way to get up out of it, dude. Because they'll take you with them if you let them. I wasn't letting nobody take me. You could fucking... Now, I would tell you to suck my dick, but you might suck it. That's facts. Stop that. You could... Please. I'm not changing governments, dude. I'm happy where I'm at. Thank you. I'm fully committed. I've made my pledge to the vagina. I can't switch now. Right? Like... And plus, why you gotta try to put extra hate on motherfuckers like that? Guy's gonna fuck around and ugh, right? Like, I feel bad for you gays. He's in your camp, bro, making y'all look bad. You gotta handle that. Somebody better handle that. Ugh. But they're in every group, dude. They're in every fucking group. Just some people just can't go down alone, so they gotta try to drag you with them. Well, no, bro. You go yourself. You're falling off the building all on your own, fuckface. Don't bring me with you. You can't have me, Constantine. I'm not going. Fuck that. I'm out now. And then I open my eyes, you're fucked. You're all fucked now. I still get the itch sometimes. And that shit bothers me because I don't have a will to do drugs. And still my brain is like, let's go get high. Like, who the fuck are you? Who is this person inside of my fucking head? But that's the chemicals, bro. They're still in there. You gotta shake that shit. That's what the weed is for. Right? You gotta fucking silence that motherfucker. Here's some indica. Shut the fuck up. Go to bed, will you? Right? We're not doing that again. There ain't no repeats, dog. That's it. It's done. What's done is done. I ain't going back. You go forwards, not backwards. I'm bringing the weed, I slid the mushrooms under the napkin, nobody knows nothing, and I'm fucking up from out the table, dude, I'm done. Fuck that. You can't have me, I'm not going. There you go. Fuck the Rangers, don't do drugs, And if you do, do them. Don't do them for long, I guess. That's the only advice I can give you. Oh, I wanted to talk about that too. I forgot that fucking dude from the Chiefs was talking wild at that college. I forgot about that. Whatever, I'll have to put that in another episode. We got 10 seconds, bro. She get goosebumps, they understand. Yeah, yeah, he knows. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with me? My time is running out. I was living life so carefree. Not blaming on the world, but still it might just be me. Huh? Maybe. I think so. That's my chair. I did pack that bag, sir. Let's get into this thing. Mutations that occur in cannabis plants.
If you fiddle around with plants for long enough, occasionally something strange may occur, and you will end up with a form of mutation that can vary in terms of a change in appearance or even a change in structure. Cannabis plants are no exception. And the following are a few of the better known mutations.
Oh, no, I already don't like that language. The better known mutations means that there is other ones that we don't know that well. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. The dog just popped her head up and said, what?
Duxford cannabis comes from Australia. And as the name suggests, it has webbed, foot-like leaves. This is a sativa strain, and because it bears little resemblance to a normal cannabis plant, it is often grown in the open, and where growing cannabis is illegal.
That's what's up. Beat the system, fuck it. You know Australia was made up of criminals anyway, right?
It's quite a common mutation in plants. Wait.
That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true.
You get a mutation of the leaf colouring with shades of green, yellow and white, usually caused by an inability for the leaf to produce chlorophyll.
I've seen that. I've seen that on things. Yeah.
But Malt phyllotaxy is one of the best ever names for anything, let alone a mutation. Shame it's so difficult to pronounce. Malt phyllotaxy plants have three leaves instead of two.
What a whore.
Grow from each internode, resulting in greater yields. Creeper cannabis tends to exhibit itself in tropical strains and results from leaves which drop and touch the ground.
How fucking weird is that? It looks like a cactus, dude. I thought creeper weed was that shit that, you know, hits you like an hour after you smoke it and then you have a panic attack, you know?
Then form new root sites. This is very similar to the way strawberry plants work.
No shit! Well, how do you like that?
Full name is Australian bastard cannabis.
Bastard! You fucking bastard!
It was first discovered near Sydney in the 1970s.
Uh-huh.
This strange anomaly grows more like a herb than a shrub. The leaves are not serrated. Instead, they are smooth and shiny.
That's crazy. That's a weed plant? Bro, I think weed is related to basil. So maybe that's why this one grows like a herb, because it's more closer to... Does that make sense? I don't know shit.
Growing no more than 5 centimeters in length.
What does that mean? I don't fucking... Oh, no. I don't know what that means.
Then we have leaf buds. Most flower sites on cannabis plants occur at the nodes, where the stalks originate. However, leaf buds occur at the base of the leaves themselves. This is an unusual, if pretty, mutation.
What? That's it? That's how big it gets. How upset would you be, dude, if you put like a year into this shit and you're like, finally we're gonna bud, and then you get a fucking.
It could also be advantageous to yield because the plant grows more bud sites. However, experienced growers tend to remove them as they form. They take up nutrients that can otherwise nourish the main flower sites.
Wow. Look at that shit. Who figured that out? Somebody fucking smart, man.
Polyploidism relates to unique plants that
say what now?
Double the number of chromosomes.
So that means there's
zones than their non-mutant genetic twins.
Hold on, please.
Polyploidism relates to unique plants that possess double the number of chromosomes than their non-mutant genetic twins.
Okay.
This is a hugely useful trait for significantly increasing THC production.
Wait, so we want these mutations? I thought these were bad.
Yield. The upright phenotype is a mutation where the cannabis plant has become more like a Christmas tree.
Ah, oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. That's my favorite fucking liquor commercial, dude.
Eaters in height.
I don't even drink that shit, but I don't know. I like singing it to a big bud. You ever do that? I do that. Every time we pick up a, not every time, but most of the time we pick up a bag, dude, if there's a really big bud in there, I'll take you out. And I'll sing the Christmas tree song because that's what you're supposed to do.
Twin seedlings is a common mutation.
Where you get two plants out of one seed, yes?
Results from the creation of two taproots.
Woo! Seed,
which can be carefully separated.
I'm smart.
Finally, we have fox-tailed cannabis. This mutation breaks up the bud structure of the plant. Instead of growing into a round shape, the bud spreads out in an elongated way.
Okay.
Some purple or Coltrane strains commonly produce foxtail bud
Who's your favorite producer of all time? Don Coltrane, hands down.
And strains from Colombia or Thailand also commonly exhibit these characteristics. Have you identified any strange mutations in your cannabis plants? Let us all know what they were in the comments section. And of course, if you enjoyed this video,
smash the like button
and subscribe to our channel so you too can become a cannabis expert.
Well, now stop that. I don't think I'll be much of an expert in anything. Bert. That was interesting. I've never grown a weed plant in my life. I've never had the joy, the excitement, you know? Oh, man. I would really like to do that one day. If I had it my way, I would open up a if I could. I mean, I obviously don't have the ends to do this, but I'd like to open up a fucking store and sell weed out of that motherfucker, dude. And not just weed, other shit too. Like what? I don't know. Some type of fucking merchandise that doesn't necessarily have to be connected to the fucking store. What am I doing? This is supposed to be my fucking thing. Why? Why? Why am I looking at her algorithm right now? It's supposed to be mine. I don't understand what is happening. Oh shit, I gotta play this because of the fucking movie. Hold me closer, Dr. Danza. It's fucking ridiculous. I love it, dude. I always forget about this song, and then somebody will remind me. Alright, let's look at the lyrics. I've never done this. Pirate smile, I like that. Uh-huh. What is that, dude? Why is there a country vibe to this shit? That's why I don't listen to this goddamn song and I remember. I hate it, dude. And I lost my dog. Stop. That's not nice. Don't do that. Oh. Watch your mouth, Elliot. They're gonna get you. Oh. Why does he do that? Wow. Why? I really don't get why that's there. This song don't make no sense at all, structurally. This is wild. I don't know if I can make it through this whole thing. What a weird thing to say. Why is it a tiny dancer? I would like to know that. I hate it, dude. Oh, fuck Billy Joel. That guy can kiss my grits. I don't like his music. Oh, no, I changed it. Oh, well. I can't, dude. That's too long. Why a tiny dancer? Y'all. My weed's on the way, son. I'm excited. I feel like I'm going crazy. But all this fame and this money just won't change me. I'm yelling out, Lord, save me. Come on. I'm just being on this dog. I kind of want to watch it. I would never want to watch my life, bro. Never. I remember the no, I don't want to fucking relive all that. It's, well, no, no. Some moments I would definitely go back to. Oh. Yeah, a couple of them. Couple of them. Yeah. Try fucking yelling at me now. Yo, either you play the game or the game plays you. And if you don't get the picture, they can change angles. We used to be broke, now change dangles. Oh, you lame, ain't you? Money can't change you. I'm a bigger artist, and I don't care if we on the same label. I put a baby in a plan B in the same crate. Getting rich was my only plan. Huh? Cause you can't raise your son and have an only fans. Ugh. Yep. Nope, didn't work out. Let me pause this shit.